The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Welcome to it. It's a road show, Hail Varsity, here in Columbus, here at the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. Thanks to the great folks for having us out here. Made the road trip up, and let's just say it was interesting. Unintentional carpool karaoke with the wife. I got to drive. It was her playlist. It wasn't sports radio. So I'm jonesing for some talk. We have day one of spring football to get into. Numbers to dial up, 489-1240, 489-1240, or can find us across the state here on the Hail Varsity Radio Network, 1-800-825-5865. Junior is getting his baseball season started later on in the evening against Columbus. So we're up here. We'll see if he has received a code red or not on the bus from his teammates. That may be warranted. But let me tell you about your friends here at Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, 23rd Street in Columbus. So if you're in Columbus hearing us on News Talk 900, you're invited out. Jeff and his bro are here, and that's awesome. They don't have their darts ready, thankfully, which is good. But listen, they do have specials for you here at Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. Happy hour daily, 3 to 5, Monday through Thursday. That's $3 16-ounce domestic draws, $4 20-ounce domestic draws, and $3 well-mixed drinks. Again, 3 to 5 Monday through Thursday. March Madness buckets, $15. And Tim Zach, the Tim Zach Band, is playing Friday at 9. No cover there. So Elijah's like, note to self, Friday in Columbus. We are going to see some live music. You walk to where Saturday after the morning, the weekend edition?
Eagle.
You walked all the way to Eagle. Okay. How was that? How much fireball did you take with you?
None. No fireball whatsoever. And it should be noted, it was more than just walk. So what we've been doing as a part of, and I laid it out a couple months ago, the house weight loss / fitness challenge that we have going at my house. What we actually did is a part of a gift from my brother was he got me a new rucksack. So I strapped 45 pounds to my back and then walk to Eagle, and I tell you what, I am still quite sore from that. I'm going to power through, and maybe next time I'll walk to Columbus, because I tell you what, $3 beers during happy hour, that's a deal you cannot get in Lincoln. That's incredible from the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, you said?
Yes, awesome.
And how many times have they changed names? Were they formerly the Big 12 Sports Bar and Grill, and before that the Big 8 Sports
Bar
and Grill?
I did not ask that. I don't know if they have conference shifted or not, but Corey, the owner here, good enough to have us up here. Speaking of Corey's, in prominent location is a framed Corey Schlesinger. We drove through fullback country to get up here. We went through Butler and East Butler, the home of the McAvickas. We're here in fullback central with the home of Corey Schlesinger. We love Slesh and having him on from time to time. So, yeah, I mean, we've traversed through fullback territory. You can watch the show and do so here. The Hail Varsity YouTube channel is where you can watch the show. You can find us on Twitter as well, the Hail Varsity Radio Twitter feed at HVarsity Radio. Catch us 4 to 6. Catch Damon and Andrew 7 to 10 weekdays with Hail Varsity, and KFOR Facebook and Twitter as well. You have the numbers to get in. Can email Chris at HailVarsity.com. Ask Charlie. Coach McBride coming up in 1 hour. You're invited to submit your questions for Coach McBride. Jay Moore in hour two as well. So a black shirt Monday in hour two. We have plenty to get into, though, Elijah, with spring ball opening up. We'll hit some NCAA tournament towards the end of this hour as well. But I've always liked what I hear from Coach Rhule. Maybe I'm guzzling the Kool-Aid. Maybe it's a beer bong of just big red Kool-Aid for me. I don't know, but I love where he's at with his plan, not just from winter, but a reason for doing about everything, the competition, be it sledding in the snow or picking a team leader, a group leader. I like where he's at, and he's like, look, 6 a.m.'s garbage, but we had to do it today so we could get Easter the Easter Saturday before Easter off. That was the why, but he's always got a why attached to the things he's doing, and right now they're just trying to figure some things out. Yes, they're going to figure out who they want, what they want on offense. Yes, they're going to have some new faces that may not have been penciled in by you, me, or the fan base as starters on the offensive line or rotation guys. But two guys of note that have been moved, Jake Applegate, stud ball player from Southeast. He has switched over to the offensive side from being one of those hybrid defenders. Tagaloa, a really talented athlete out of California. He has gone from tight end to the defensive line, or probably somewhere in that front seven with his athleticism and skill set. I mean, that's something that you look at. And Rule touched on why he moves guys. This is where I think you can play and you can help the team. And if you don't want to move, you don't want to move. But there's some guys open to it. So that's where Nebraska's at with the spring session, just day one. But there's a method to the madness here, as we're out here at the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, 23rd Street here in Columbus, kind of catty corner from the JCPenney, and not far from the old Panda Chinese restaurant. So swing on by if you're hearing us on News Talk 900. Doug Duda chimes in. Tim Zach is from Kearney. And Zach, not Zach. Thank you, Duda, for saving my backside once again.
We also had Chuck Collin wanting to save your backside, saying you're not beer bonging the Kool-Aid, it's the Rule-Aid. He wanted to make sure you got that.
Thank you, Chuck, for that. Yes. But hey, spring break is over. We are going to put our beer bongs down and go to work, and that's what Nebraska did today. Let's hear from Gabe Irvin. We'll hear more from Coach Rule in just a moment. But really interesting comments. Gabe Irvin has turned heads with this new coaching staff. Gabe Irvin is a guy that we really liked watching when we were down in Norman. And then he had that gruesome knee injury. He's busted his butt to get back. We saw him run really hard in some limited action last year. But this is Gabe Irvin. And he got into the difference in practice, the difference in a Rule-led practice. Gabe Irvin from after practice today.
Matt Rule practice, you know, this whole staff, you know, under Matt Rule, you know, they kind of detail-oriented. I kind of remind me of my, you know, staff from high school. You know, a lot of detail-oriented, you know, focused on the details, you know, and, like, willing to win. You know, they're really focused on that winning culture and trying to find the details, you know, each and every day, trying to stack days to be the best, you know, team in the country.
Well, you got to stack days. It's easier said than done. But if you focus on the now, Elijah, you can grow it. And Rule touched on just getting better every day and cleaning up what maybe wasn't so great.
Well, and the detail-oriented thing is just a buzzword that I'm sure Husker fans want to hear, because whenever you watch the Husker football team for the last couple years, didn't look like a team that focused on the details. A lot of small things that would go wrong in games that would lead to big things. A small error on special teams. One guy doesn't stay in their lane on that one kickoff, and now, boom, it's 75 yards to the house.
Guess what? Iowa blocked the punt, and here
Iowa
goes momentum.
Or you're false starting on 3rd and 2, and now you got 3rd and 7, and you kill the drive, and you have to punt it away. The little small details that seem so minor in a vacuum, but whenever you put them up against the weight of an entire game, it was the difference between wins and losses for the Husker football team. So I think hearing a player saying, you know what, one of the first things I noticed, the difference of a Matt Rule-led practice, is how the details are oriented. It feels like a breath of fresh air based on what we've seen over the past few years.
It is, and you still got to prove it on the field, mm-hmm. right? You still got to go win ball games on Saturday. We'll get into that with Jay Moore and Coach McBride, but details is what's ailed this program. You have guys that are tough. You have guys that are talented. You've won a lot of recruiting battles. But what's your depth like? Are you turning the football over? Are you, again, false starting? Are you holding? Are you having a special teams gaffe? I mean, all of it adds up. Little things turn into big things, as they say. And it's interesting to see where Nebraska can go in now 14 practices. Let's hear a little bit from Coach Rhule as he spoke after practice today. And this is Coach Rhule here, day one of practice, cut two, as he kind of laid out the plan and what this first day was all about, and then kind of zooming out here, what they want to get accomplished.
Well, you know, for me, it's the first time I've seen, like, these quarterbacks throw a ball. You know, it's the first time I've seen some of these guys, like, I've seen them move but do football things. You know, practice is kind of chaotic, so I really can't assess much until I go back and watch the tape. I'll just continue to say, like, you know, I don't know if we're good or not, but we're a very coachable team. And so I think a lot of it for us right now is about just establishing standards. We want to be a team that, you know, doesn't beat itself. Like, we want to be a team that goes out and executes. For me, that's, you know, everyone was in the building by 5:15. Everyone was dressed appropriately. Everyone knew their assignments. That's a great start. You know, if we can establish that basis, that standard of, hey, we're all going to be on time, we're all going to practice hard, we're all going to know our jobs, then the town will take over.
Again, little things, but things that are mandated, things that are mandatory. Are you, Elijah, are you dressed appropriately for radio? I mean, right? I mean, think about that hands-on micromanagement, but this team needs it when you think about what it is or what it needs to be in the Big Ten compared to what it has been. Almost there, but they're establishing the standards, not to bury the lead. We are getting to the running back situation with Anthony Grant. We're getting to the situation where Nebraska's got two guys that we think will or are supposed to figure in on each side of the football. Tommy Hill and Anthony Grant both suspended, not for anything egregious other than not hitting the standard. Let's hear from Coach Rhule. Go ahead.
Well, I can actually jump in and say, I know we're going to hear from Matt Rhule on it, but it kind of gets down to what we've been saying for the past 5 minutes or so with Matt Rhule's style of coaching and almost that micromanagement factor where, you know what, guys have to be in at 5:15. I'm going to make sure they're dressed appropriately, all this. And you brought up the analogy of a job, and it made me think back to your own high school jobs way back when, or maybe you've worked a job where you've had some high schoolers that are working the front desk or something like that, or a college intern. Think about how you have to micromanage those individuals, those people, until they earn the trust of their managers, of corporate, of whatever. You earn the trust, and that's how you lose the micromanagement. And that's what it feels like Matt Rhule's in the process of right now, is I'm going to continue micromanaging these guys and Tommy Hill and Anthony Grant are included in that. They're all going to be micromanaged until they're living up to that standard, until they reach the point where they've earned the trust that I know they're going to live up to that standard, even if I'm not micromanaging them. And it kind of feels like right now we're still in a point with this team where everyone's getting micromanaged, but as these weeks and months go on, we're going to start to pull away and fewer guys going to get micromanaged. But this is the style that Matt Rhule brings whenever he comes in and takes over at a job.
Well, and this is his fourth flip. Right. Carolina's Carolina. It's the NFL. It's a different deal. But Baylor's Baylor. Temple was Temple. He's good at this. He knows what's worked, what maybe didn't go so well. And there's comfort. And there's almost, dare I say, an expertise with this because he's done it so often and so much. Well, here on the other side from Coach Rhule here on the running back room, because he was pretty glowing about that. More comments from him on guys that are suspended right now. Thoughts on the tight end room. A little bit more from Gabe Irvin. As we wrap up this detailed segment, Brennan's right. I mean, he's building leaders. And as a leader, you've got to model what you want in your program and how you want to lead it. So that's important. He's there at 6 o'clock. If the rest of the crew needs to be there, so be it. Brennan also chimes in on your Ruck backpack. I ordered one. My wife ordered me one. It's not as is vicious as yours. It's a 20-pound one.
Oh, it's still helpful.
But I got a 20-pound one that's coming, and I'm going to walk my happy fat backside around the track here at over at Madonna to try and get more cardio going.
It helps. But it's my favorite form of cardio, and it's not even close. Like, I've tried running, I've tried speed walking, I've tried jumping jacks, jump rope, I've tried it all. The ruck, it literally just feels like you're walking until you hit like that big hill, and then your legs start burning a little bit, and then you get back home and you realize how much energy you actually had to expend to get an extra 20 pounds or 45 pounds lugging around, you know?
Well, you've been recruited. You are going to New Mexico with Brennan, and you're going to help out with the elk tag.
Say less.
Never
I
had
can do it.
That'd be good. I have a buddy that goes into the mountains for a week, Nick, and he goes, I think, elk hunting, but I think he's a bow hunter with it. You're going to get recruited here. Brennan's going to grab you for elk hunting. Searles, I'm sure, will nod in approval and snag you.
Well, what I don't think Searles needs is more muscle on his trips. He should be good there. If he's requesting muscle, there's been a sharp fall off his NFL career.
He could delegate is my point. Searles is going to kill it. He might grill it, but you haul it. We are here on the road here in Columbus, the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, just off of 23rd Street. Roadshow Monday with Hale Varsity Radio. Good folks at Columbus Newstalk 900 having us up here. More comments from Coach Rule, day one of spring football. Hale Varsity presented by Currency.
And now, back to Hale Varsity Radio.
Thanks for hanging out. Hale Varsity Radio Roadshow Monday in Columbus. Fullback country as the jersey from Detroit's own Corey Schlesinger proudly framed here at Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. A necessary road trip. Love our friends in Columbus on Newstalk 900. Got to see David Gustafson, ops man for our Alpha family up here. Always miss seeing Gus. He was partners with me for a lot of years in Columbus, and he's off to the ball diamond. Junior is there. I've been informed. Not only was I submitted to the wife's singing and karaoke on the way up here as I drove, but she dropped off a meatball sub to Junior before he plays or watches. She bought a giant rabbit. I don't know. Where did you get this from? She went to Wally World and got a giant rabbit that's, I guess, going to ride shotgun on the way home.
Oh, a stuffed rabbit.
Yeah, stuffed rabbit.
Oh, I was thinking she went to, like, Orchland and bought, like, a real big rabbit. And I'm like, well, that sounds like a life-changing type purchase.
No, she did that about 25 years ago. She did buy a pet rabbit named Claude. He got neutered about 8 years too late. I'll just leave that one be. Yeah, so she has a giant stuffed rabbit in the vehicle. We're not going to get pulled over for alcoholism later at all, huh?
With a rabbit?
Ma'am? Well, and a one-eyed driver, my sweet, lovely wife, yeah. What are you doing, ma'am? Well, the bunny tipped over. We had to swerve to pick. I'm kidding. Okay. So, back to football is where I need to focus and get going with Nebraska and day one of spring ball. Coach Rule, details matter. He's emphatic about that. And a little bit from Rule here on the running back room. We heard from Gabe Irvin earlier this hour. In part of his comments, you had Coach Rule lay out what's going on with this running back room, and he wants to run the football, Elijah. He knows it's necessary. You got to be good at it. And I love that he laid out, listen, in the fourth quarter, shutouts, that's preferred by the defense. Offensively, let's get 75 yards in the fourth quarter. That sounds great. But that is how you put ball games away if you have a 100-yard rusher in the fourth quarter. As an offense, you get that ground and pound going where not only are you chewing up clock, but you're those 3 and 4 yard runs turn into 8 or 9 yard runs. It's a mirror to me to a lot of what Coach Osborne, how he did his business.
Yeah, with a 100-yard rusher. I mean, whenever I look at it, like, that's the bare minimum for success in the Big Ten, is you need to have a guy that more times than not you can count on to go get you 100 yards in a football game. And if he ends up with 85, you hope somebody can pick up the slack, get you another 15, or your passing game picks up that game. But that to me is what Big Ten football feels like, and really Nebraska football as a whole, is if you don't have a guy in the roster that it feels like, you know what, you wake up on Saturday and you don't feel like this guy can be a 100-yard rusher, there's something wrong with either your Big Ten program or your Husker football program. That's what I just think bare minimum around here should be, is the fact that, you know what, you come around to football season every single Saturday, there's a guy where you go, you know what, that guy should get 100 yards today.
Can you trust the line, and can you trust the offense? And that's what Satterfield will want. Tight end play, play action, pro style, but more so physicality and getting that 3 and 4 and 5 yard gain and watching it burst open in the fourth quarter, because you're the most physical and you're the most conditioned team. Here is Coach Rhule on the running backs.
I like our backs. Gabe Irvin's probably been one of the stars of the offseason. He's one of the fastest guys on the team at 221 pounds, 222 pounds. To me, he can hopefully be that battering ram that puts games away. Again, four times last year, had the lead in the third, going into the fourth, or in the fourth quarter. And so I'll never get used to that. It's, you know, we're always going to preach a fourth quarter shutout, and fourth quarter shutouts are helped by the offense when you can have 75 yards rushing in the fourth quarter. So those are things that we believe in, and I think Gabe has had a sensational camp. AJ's got a ton of talent. AJ, you know, obviously played a little bit, then got hurt last year. I'm excited to see what he can do. Ramir Johnson, you know, when I went go back and watch the tape over the last 2 years, he's a guy that consistently flashed to me. He's healthy. He's doing a really nice job.
So that was a little bit from Coach Rhule on the running back room. A little bit more on that answer as we pick up Emmett Johnson also doing some good work.
And then I think Emmett's had a really good spring. Anthony Grant's not with us right now. I've suspended Anthony until such time as I feel like he's ready to rejoin the team. Working on just academics and just general things with him. Nothing bad other than just sort of our standards as a program. So Anthony's not practicing with us today, and that'll be day by day. Good kid. Just have to get him going in the right direction. Chris Hickman's not on the team. Tyree Johnson's not on the team. And neither one of both those guys on their own, you know, moved on.
Other names that have moved on, Carney, of course, the talented kid out of Norris. Sad to hear that. Totally get it, though, in that tight end room. Carney not part of it. And Tommy Hill's also suspended a day-to-day. So let's focus on Grant here. Let's talk about Anthony Grant. Let's talk about Anthony Grant's road to college football. Florida State, JUCO, Nebraska, really good story by Evan Bland. The subject of the story was sad and terrible for Anthony Grant with how he lost his parents. But this kid's been through a ton. And you don't know by name who some of the either rah-rah or projected leaders were in winter conditioning. We don't know who was elected a captain or picked to be a group leader. We don't know who is removed as a group leader other than somebody was, okay? And now you have a come to Jesus here where you're suspended. You're suspended from spring activities. There's A.J. Allen, there's Gabe Irvin, there's Ramir Johnson, there's Emmett Johnson, and you had a guy in Anthony Grant that the first half of the season just earned about every yard on his own. There were some games the line was okay, but as the year went on, it looked like he was a shoo-in to be a 1,000-yard rusher, Elijah, and that didn't happen. And then you had Grant trying to do too much with some jump cuts instead of running into contact, trying to just bounce it outside because there was not a lot of faith that the hole was going to be there. There was just not much cohesion between the offensive line and Anthony Grant. Anthony Grant's an NFL running back. Super talented guy. And again, Coach Rhule would not keep the guy if he didn't think he was, what he said, a good kid. But what, we don't know, but what's been allowed to slide in the locker room or by previous staffs that now, all right, you've maybe been warned once or twice, and now you're suspended. That's the hard line that you have to take if you're Matt Rhule. There are other options, and there's other potential starters there to take Anthony Grant's job. So he's got to decide if he wants it or not. I hope it works out and turns around for him, because he's a good dude, a talented kid, and he's been through a lot. And this is, again, that come to Jesus, that wake-up call that's been laid down by the new staff. But with all that Grant's been through in his career, you just have to have that zero-tolerance level of accountability by your head coach. And Anthony Grant will be better for it, whether it's on the football field or not.
And that's my take as well. Is like the suspension itself, it's so far the first day or first week of spring practice. We'll see how long this lasts for. But it seems to me of just being more of a message to him and a message to the team as a whole that, you know what, there's things in life that are more important than football. And I know that he's saying, like, Anthony, like, I know you've been through a lot here, but we have our baseline standard here, and it's not about how good you are as a football player. It's about building you as a man first and then as a football player. And we're going to build those aspects, hopefully, in continuity. And I think it's more about sending a message and saying, you know what, I don't care how athletic you are. I don't care how talented you are. You're going to meet the standards of the Husker football team, and it doesn't matter what's happening off field. It doesn't matter what's happening on the field. We have a standard you have to meet, and you're going to meet that. I think it's a little bit about sending a message to the rest of the team, and obviously it's about sending a message to Anthony as well. But I don't think we as Husker fans should read too deeply into this situation here unless it becomes some sort of prolonged absence. I think for now it's more about just, you know what, this is the letter of the law. It's a new coaching staff coming in, and yeah, you were the starter last year, but you're gonna have to sit out spring practice until you get some other things straightened out. It's as simple as that. I don't think this needs to be hit on ad nauseum. What I took away mostly from it is Matt Rhule's just forthcomingness, his ability to be transparent with this. It does feel like a change from the last coaching staff, the fact that Matt Rhule is going to get up there on day one of spring practice and say, pretty much unsolicited, yeah, Anthony Grant's not practicing right now. He's suspended. He's going to get some things figured out, and then he'll be back on the practice field. But that doesn't feel like something the previous staffs would have done, to just come out with that on day one without being asked in a press conference and lay it out for you as it seems to actually be the case. It seems black and white for Matt Rhule.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Steve asks a good question. What does Matt suspending players have to do with the previous coaching staff? My inference, and it may have nothing to do with it, I just think of the lengths this previous staff went to keep getting the ball to Maurice Washington before they finally said, no dice. That's a previous example, not even close to Anthony Grant as far as personality, okay, but is this the first time behavior is called out and acted upon? I don't know. I don't know how attention to detail or hands-on the previous staff was in comparison to Rhule. I just know that, all right, you're going to do X, Y, and Z to be part of this practice squad, or you're not going to be on this practice squad. You're not going to be allowed to practice. I'm going to hold you accountable there. There's a chance, not just with this previous staff, but name a staff, right, that they'd be worried about losing a guy like Anthony Grant.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get in his business. Let's not get in his kitchen. And, well, I guess it's not that big a deal, for example, if he's late or if he misses a class. And I don't know what the details are. I'm just throwing out examples as to why guys are going to miss time with the college football team. So it's just a different set of rules that are being enforced. The rules have probably been the same. What's the enforcement level like? And maybe there's a test going on, too. Maybe if you're Anthony Grant, new staff, what can I get away with? We're all good at that. So, fair enough. We'll wind down here this first hour. Big Ten Bar and Grill, Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, 23rd Street in Columbus, a road show. Monday, Hail Varsity continues. We're presented by Currency.